From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, this is the Eye in the Sky forecast. After a mild start to the week, the back-and-forth conditions continue over the next week with the return of midwinter conditions through this weekend. Yesterday's duo of low-pressure systems have moved well to our north into Quebec, but our region continues to feel the indirect effects. Colder air flowing over Lake Ontario and interacting with the mountains provides lingering snow showers throughout the day. By this time of the winter season, the lake effect snow machine often shuts off due to considerable amounts of ice over the lakes. Because of the milder conditions that have been seen this winter, that is not the case, with only about 5% of Lake Ontario being covered with ice. West winds at the perfect angle, flowing over the relatively warmer lakes, provides accumulating snow over the northern mountains. The northern valleys are getting in on some of the action as well, but the intensity of snow shower activity becomes a bit trickier to pinpoint. Overall, the computer models struggle with these small-scale features, making it hard to suss out all the details. Either way, northern areas, especially as you move farther west, see the highest snow shower activity. A band of moderate snow impacts the northern valleys through early this afternoon, and this provides diminishing visibilities and a quick few inches of snow. Highs today crest into the 20s, but winds will be brisk, providing wind chills at least in the teens. Tonight offers more of the same as today, as colder air interacts with the mountains and the moisture at the surface. This brings snow showers, mainly over the northern mountains, but a few showers in the Champlain Valley cannot be ruled out. Colder air continues to filter into the region, providing lows in the single digits and teens. While this weekend marks the start of March, as you would expect out of this winter, looking at the calendar is not helpful when correlating what type of weather to expect. This weekend feels more like the start of February, as highs tomorrow only crest in the teens and lower 20s. The valleys remain mostly dry tomorrow, but northwest winds interacting with the northern mountains brings lingering snow showers over the higher terrain. Tomorrow night will be the coldest night in the foreseeable future, as lows fall in the single digits throughout the region. Sunday provides a brief period of quiet weather, as the region becomes wedged between two areas of transient high pressure. This provides some sunshine, with highs moderating back into the 20s, which is still below normal for the start of March. After a quick return to midwinter conditions over the weekend, a warm-up and active weather comes for the new week. Highs for the start to the middle of the new week crest right around 40. Computer models are not in firm agreement, but a series of low-pressure systems move just west of our region. This track typically leaves our area on the warm side of these systems, providing precipitation to fall in the liquid form. As we've seen more than enough times this season, a difference in the track can have a subtle difference when it comes to temperatures, providing a tricky precipitation-type forecast. Either way, active and mild weather takes hold of the region throughout the new week. Checking out the forecast details, today, cloudy and breezy with areas of blowing snow and snow showers over northern Vermont and New York. Snow could be moderate at times. A few inches of snow is possible over the northern valleys. Highs in the mid-20s to lower 30s, around 20 over northern New York. Winds mainly from the west at 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy with northern mountain snow showers, chance of snow showers in the northern valleys as well. Partly cloudy south. Colder, lows in the upper single digits to mid-teens. West winds falling between 5 and 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with more sun south and east, lingering northern mountain snow showers. Highs in the mid-teens to lower 20s. Northwest winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with lingering mountain snow showers coming to an end early. Lows ranging through the single digits above zero. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds with more sun south. Highs in the lower to mid-20s with some upper 20s south. I'm meteorologist Chris Kurdak with an eye on the sky.